Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Top of five we go, and Chase Elshire, the number nine hitter, will lead it off for the Royals. He'll be followed by Dalton Thielen and Trent Gertgen, a 1-1 game. Here in the fifth, Scott Leiser, through the first four, has given up three hits to the Royals, and Elshire, a fly ball to left field, swung in there to make the catch for the out.
Richmond went 1-3 in the regions last year. Richmond and Farmy in their home park. They did lose to New Munich in the first game, 3-1. They beat El Rosa 6-5 and were defeated by St. Martin 5-1.
Here's Dalton Thielen. Dalton 0-1 today, was hit by a pitch in his first at bat. Takes the ball high, 1-0. Winner gets to play tonight at 8 o'clock over in El Rosa. Thielen pops this up in the infield. Kyle Leiser behind second base will make the catch for out number two.
Quick couple outs here.
Been really impressed with the pitching we've seen so far.
Oh, it's been excellent. Like to see it.
Yes. Here's Trent Gertgen. Trent 0-2 today. And the pitch two. Gertgen a strike on the outside corner in 0-1.
Second round of the regions, it gets a little different with the pitching, but they all have a draft choice that they can pick up here going into the regions. So pitching shouldn't lapse too much here.
One ball, one strike. Pitch to Gertgen, fouled over our heads and out of play, and the count at 1-2 now.
Trent Gerken's been swinging a good bat for Richmond over the years. Now that he's been here, got some power.
1-2. Tapped on the ground, back to Leiser on the mound. He'll throw to first. And a 1-3 put out of Gertgen in the Royal. Done in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 4.5 innings. It's St. Martin 1 and Richmond 1. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
Sometimes we overlook the benefits of a local service provider. At Albany Mutual Telephone, we realize you have options, and we know you need more than just a local provider. You need up-to-date, cutting-edge technology. With our fiber to the home network, you get access to groundbreaking internet speeds. We take pride in serving our customers better than anyone else and providing really fast internet speeds too. Albany Mutual Telephone. Technology all the way home. 320-845-2101. Food like mom and grandma used to make? Then scoot to the Sportsman Stand in Lake Henry for Cindy's noon lunch special served Tuesday through Friday. The portions are for big appetites, so come hungry or order off the menu. Saturday is burger night at the Sportsman Stand from 5 till 9. Hamburgers just $2 and fries $1.50. Plus, save the date for Sportsman Stand outdoor concert featuring Crystal Breeze on Friday, August 28th from 7 until 11. For food orders and event booking, call Cindy at the Sportsman's Den, 243-4546. That's 243-4546.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Bottom of the fifth inning from Greenwald, 1-1, Richmond and St. Martin. Yeah, so we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Over in Sartell, Region 11C, after four innings, it's Sartell 4, Rogers nothing. In that region.
Hitting off to Martin Fisher, number 8, Scott.
Last we heard, Buckman was leading Randall 1-0 in Region 8C. That region started this morning. And to the plate, Scott Leiser. Leiser drills it down the left field line into the corner. That's got double written all over it as he turns the corner at first and on to second base. Dusty Adams gets the ball into the infield. And the Martins with a leadoff double.
Mentioned Buckman there, the ones that kind of eliminated Farming from the state tournament last year. Headed into the Final Four.
They got a good squad.
Yes, they do.
That'll bring Tanner Arsenault to the plate. Possible sacrifice situation as we'll see some activity now. ball players going down to the bullpen. DJ Schleicher, Brady Clare, and Tanner Arsenault tries to punch a bunt down the first baseline, and it goes foul 0-1.
Didn't let it come to him, did he, on that one?
No.
Kind of went after it. Just let the ball come to you, Tanner.
0-1 the count. Scott Leeser takes a lead at second. Arsenault shows bunt. He'll pull back, and the count 1-1. You know, in the Stearns County League, teams were able to get 9 league games in. Some played some exhibition games, too. So did get quite a bit of ball, considering that they started in the middle of June.
Yeah. It went quick, didn't it?
It did. Here's the pitch. Arsenault puts the bunt down right out in front of the plate. Cole Schmitz will pick it up, and he's going to go to first base. 2-3 on the putout. Boy, that Arsenault had to make sure he didn't run into it,
you
right?
You're kidding. That was fair territory. If he'd run into that, that would have been an out. I think that's what Mr. Ottman's going to question him about that.
Yep. You know, Arsenault, obviously, he had to run out of the box, and so he had to kind of step over that baseball, and I don't know if Blaine Ottman's saying that maybe that didn't allow his catcher enough time to get to the ball and get the guy at third, or I don't know what that argument was all about.
I don't know if you can call an interference on that, can you?
No, sure. I don't know. Derek Cole at the plate. Derek Cole for one today with Scott Leeser at third. Carl Leeser likes to squeeze. I don't know if this is the time.
That's a balk.
And they just called a balk on Eli Emerson, and Scott Leeser's going to score.
Wow. It's huge.
Emerson knew it, too. So Eli Emerson gets called for a balk. Scott Leeser has scored, making it 2-1, and now Cole puts down a bunt. Cole with good speed. Emerson throws to first, and they're saying out on a great play by Al Shire to get his foot back on the bag and tag first base.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I didn't think he was close to that, did you?
No. That throw from Emerson went towards, like, the coach box. So Al Shire reached out, was able to get the ball, and then somehow he tapped his toe on the bag yet.
He looked all tangled up, didn't he?
Oh, man. 1-3 on that put out. Here's Brian Schlungen at the plate. Brian takes low for a ball, 1-0.
That's pulled muscles written all over for you two.
It's as high and now 2-0. Yes. But, you know, for Derek Cole to do that right after a balk, I mean, it's almost like catching him off guard,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That was a good idea.
2-0 the count, pitches high, and now 3-0.
Very close play at first. It almost worked.
The count, Eli Emerson. Delivers. There's a strike called, and 3-1 to Schlungen. The old automatic.
The scoreboard's got 2-1 up there.
Leave it as 3, though. There's a straight 2 call, and the count full at 3-2. 3-2 on deck. Scott Schlungen, one run in for the Martins. They've taken the lead back at 2-1. And Schlungen swings and misses. He's out on strikes, and that'll end the Martins' fifth. They come up one run, one hit, no errors, and no one left on base. We have played 5 here in Greenwald. It's St. Martin 2, Richmond 1. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KESM.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more. If you're looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is where you have to start. For more than 35 years, Pep's Pork has been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. It's all about the quality and how they raise their hogs, grow their crops, and process their meat products before it hits your plate. We encourage you to try Pep's Pork products and become one of our satisfied customers. Your dependable neighbor. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7 all the time.
12:04, 4 minutes after 12 o'clock. Back out to Region 15C Baseball on KASM Radio.
Yeah.
Top of the sixth inning here in Greenwald. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Scott Leeser taking his warm-up tosses. Scott's got a lead again to work with for the Richmond Royals.
So how do you score a buck, Randy? We were just discussing that. Is that a earned run or unearned run?
That's a good question for you scorekeepers out there. And I'm sure we'll get the correct answer via text here pretty soon.
Say it's on the pitcher.
Yeah.
So it's probably an unearned run. But nobody gets the RBI.
Right. Leading it off, Logan Altshire. He pops it up to third base. Got Schlung in there to make the catch for the out. So quickly, one out here in the sixth inning for the Royals, and Cole Schmitz to the plate.
Richmond with a lot of activity out there in the bullpen.
Here's the pitch to Schmitz, a big swing and a miss, strike one. One to count to Cole Schmitz. Cole so far today, 0-2.
Tell you, in this setting here right now, you look at the scoreboard out there, it just really lights up nice, doesn't it?
Yeah.
With a little bit of overcast here, red numbers, black background, really nice.
That's a check swing.
Yikes, Randy.
Cuts over the concession stand area here. And
check swing, them are tough.
One ball, two strikes. And that pitch just missing outside, and the count at 2-2. DJ Schleicher coming in from the bullpen. He was throwing. And strike three call. Schmitz gets caught looking for the second time today.
Number 12, Justin Schroeder.
Bring Justin Schroeder to the plate.
Just couldn't quite pull the trigger on that one, Cole Schmitz.
Like Brady Clare was throwing down there. Is that Dalton Thielen, too, I think? Dalton Thielen, when he came in, he's warming up, too, down on the left field line. Kyle Buddy was just checking on him.
Brady Clare is standing there right now.
Here's Schrader giving it a ride to center field. All the way back is Cole by the fence. He makes the catch. For the out, Justin Schroeder using about 365 feet at that 371, and that'll do it for the Royals in the sixth. And no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 5.5, St. Martin 2, Richmond 1. More baseball in a minute on KSN.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation. It's great to see hometown baseball at its best, and we're proud to be a broadcast sponsor of the Region 15C baseball tournament. The fields look great in Greenwald and El Rosa, and we're proud to have our roll-off at the Greenwald Park. West Central Sanitation is one of the last local family-owned refuse and recycling companies left in central Minnesota. Call us today at 1-800-246-7630. West Central Sanitation, good neighbors you've come to trust.
Shopping local means that your money stays and supports our small town communities. But have you ever thought of buying insurance locally? Grove Mutual Insurance Company in Meyer Grove is your local company for farm and home insurance. They are here to serve their customers in their time of need, as well as supporting our local communities. Grove Mutual partners with Grinnell Mutual to offer highly competitive rates along with amazing insurance coverage. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Visit GroveMutual.com for a list of agents or stop by their office in Meyer Grove for a quote. Mention this ad and receive a free deck of cards. Grove Mutual Insurance Company, your local company for home and farm insurance. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reassurance Company.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
bottom of the sixth inning, Eli Emerson has just finished his warm-up tosses and will be ready to go here shortly. The Martins will send Kyle Leeser. They'll make it Scott Schlungen, Kyle Leeser, and Nathan Schlungen to the plate. The 2-3-4 hitters. Our resident rule guru, Reese Hamish, texted me, it is an earned run. So, Reese, of course, he has the rule book memorized front to back. And so he says it is an earned run. Scott Schlungen takes a strike, and there's strike two called from Eli Emerson, and 0-2. The ball's two strikes. Emerson's pitch, that bounces up to the plate, and the count at 1-2. Overcast skies in Greenwald today. You know, they were forecasting, like I saw earlier, 88 and a real feel of 99, but thank goodness for these clouds and the overcast right now. Here's a shot to second base, buddy up with the one hopper and over to first, 4-3 on the putout.
Oh, he hit that on the screws, didn't he?
He did. Got the good part of the bat on it.
Yes, he did.
Kyle Leeser to the plate. Kyle is 1-for-2 today, a solo home run back in the first inning for Leeser. Gave the Martins an early lead. Two runs, three hits, no errors for the Martins. One run, three hits, no errors for the Royals. First pitch, a called strike, and 0-1 to Kyle Leeser. Spring Hill and Kimball, that'll be our second game today. That's scheduled for right around 1:30. Pitch inside to Kyle Leeser, and the count at 1-1. Sartell Muskies leading 4-1 over Rogers. That is in the bottom of the fifth inning over in Region 11C. Strike called and 1-2. Mentioned last night, Painesville, they defeated Sacred Heart 2-1 in Region 4C. Luxembourg got a three-run homer from Isaac Machinsky in the bottom of the eighth inning, and they hung on to beat St. Joe 3-2. Luxembourg did in 11C. Pitch a ball to Kyle Leeser, and now 2-2. Emerson's pitch, popped up foul. Down the first baseline, Alshire by the fence, makes the catch for the out in foul ground, and two outs.
Looking at it, I couldn't see the first baseman over here, but I was watching Kyle's expression. He kept walking back towards the dugout because he knew it was going to get caught.
Yep.
And he was hoping, then he ran out of hope.
So with two outs, here comes Nathan Schlungen. And Nathan Schlungen, 0-2.
Mighty cut by Nathan.
Swings and misses strike one. Of course, Joe Gill had to chime in when we were talking about Nathan earlier. And the one game Joe Gill saw me play was when Nathan Schlungen struck me out on three pitches. So that's the only recollection Joe has of me as an amateur baseball player. And I keep getting reminded of it all the time. Ball inside and the count 1-1 to Nathan Schlungen. And pop up to shallow left field. Dusty Adams coming in hard, makes the catch for the out. That'll do it for the Martins in the sixth. Nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played six in Greenwald, 2-1. St. Martin leading Richmond. We're back in a minute on KASM.
If you are thinking of buying or selling a home, contact Matt Imdick at Central Minnesota Realty. With over 60 agents and 10 office locations, Central Minnesota Realty has the ability to service all areas in multiple counties across Central Minnesota. Specializing in vacant land, commercial property, and lake home sales, visit us today at www.centralmnrealty.com or call Matt at 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs at Central Minnesota Realty.
Serving Central Minnesota farmers for 40 years, Virgil's Vigorina Farming has been a helpful friend to many. Virgil's Vigorina offers on-farm delivery and invites you to stop in for products, too. They carry a full line of FAMO feeds that play an important part in the diet of your animals and are also a Chevron oil dealer for bulk oils and grease. Virgil and Mary Kaltoff are proud to be a part of the farming community and look forward to serving you with a complete line of Famo and Hubbard feeds, Chevron oil products, and much more. Call for information at 548-3431. That's 548-3431.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
We've got a Donnybrook here. That's a Donnie Heinen Brook. 2-1, St. Martin leading Richmond as Mason Primus leads off the seventh for the Richmond Royals.
Well, I just got a note over here that'll probably jinx this here now, so I don't know if I should even mention it, but there hasn't been an error committed yet in the region.
Primus with a count of 1-1 as he fouls it to the backstop in the count now 1-2. Primus is 1-for-2. He had a double, scored the Royals' only run back in the second inning. Came in after Dusty Adams singled. The 1-2 pitch outside and 2-2.
Well, it's a show, though. If you got really good pitching like this here, your defense usually is right in the game what that pitcher is, and aren't they? They play. Seems like the defense is always tough.
Here's a bloop down the first baseline. Nathan Schlungen in foul ground makes the catch for the out.
Left fielder, number 5, Dusty Adams.
One out. And Dusty Adams to the plate. Dusty 1-for-1 today, was hit by a pitch in his last at bat.
It feels like we're getting a little more breeze in here now, doesn't it?
Here's a ground ball to second. Arsenault up with it cleanly over to first. And 4-3 in the putout. Boy, Tanner has been clean over at second today.
Yes, he
has. A lot of ground ball outs for the Richmond Royals. That often is a good indication your pitcher
is
doing a job keeping the ball down.
Keeping the ball down.
Kyle Buddy at the plate. The first pitch, a called strike, going 1 to Buddy.
Gets the ball, and he's right back ready to go here.
Buddy singles over the third baseman's head into left field. Solid single by Kyle Buddy, the fourth hit for the Royals today.
Shortstop, number 7, Chase Alshire.
And Chase Alshire up to the plate. Chase is 0-for-2. Buddy will take his lead at first. And the pitch gets away from Schlungen, and Buddy will go to second now. And he is in scoring position for Altshire, so score that as a wild pitch. And Scott Leeser back onto the mound.
Getting Nathan back on the grass over here at first base. Going back way up.
There's a pickoff move at second as Kyle Leeser steps in, and they just about pick Kyle Buddy off. Buddy came back in, and his shoulder went right into Kyle Leeser's knee. That throw was perfect right on the bag. 1-1, no strikes to count to Altshire. Leeser comes home. Altshire takes a strike call in 1-1. Fans starting to show up for game number 2 today. That'll be Spring Hill and Kimball right around 1:30 this afternoon. Pitch outside, a ball and 2-1. She won the count. Altshire fouls it to the backstop, and 2-2. That ball went off the backstop and rolled out onto the field, and I think they're going to use the baseball yet.
Get a little better grip.
Kyle Buddy, the base runner at second with 2 outs. A 2-1 St. Martin lead here in the top of the 7th. Leeser rocks and fires, and Altshire pulls it off again. Count at 2-2. the count. The kick, the pitch, and Elshire drives this one to left center field. Long run for Cole, and he fills the gap to make the catch. So Derek Cole, a couple nice catches to end the sixth and seventh innings as the Royals come up empty. No runs a hit, no errors, and one left on. We played six and a half. It's St. Martin 2 and Richmond 1. Nope, more baseball, a lot more baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
Kramer Lumber and Fabrell have partnered together for over 30 years to offer you the best quality steel for roofing and siding panels. Kramer Lumber will offer the quality and dependability you are looking for, along with superior service and an industry-leading product line. With different profiles and colors to choose from, you'll find what you like for your building project. For roofing, siding panels, and trim, and other important accessories, your place is Kramer Lumber, serving the area since 1958. Stop in today and ask them about building with Fabrell.
A smile with healthy teeth makes a good first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime, and the team at Albany Family Dentistry are ready to assist you by keeping those teeth and your mouth healthy. By offering comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-rays, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, and teeth whitening, Albany Family Dentistry can help maintain the health of your teeth for a lifetime. Call for an appointment at 845-2032. And best of luck to all area baseball teams from Albany Family Dentistry.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Nathan Schlungen, Michael Schlungen, and Scott Leeser.
Martin struck through the regions last year. They went 2-2 in the Region 15C last year. They beat Spring Hill 4-1. They lost to Farming 4-1. They beat Richmond 5-1, and they ended up losing to New Munich 1-0. Remember that game in Farming last year? They had to go. We had to move it.
Yep.
Because the game was had a lot of rain delays that game, wasn't it?
Yeah. Ty Reller pitched to Jim.
Scott pitched again.
Yep. At the plate, Matthew Schlungen. Matthew is 1-for-1 today with a walk. And the count to Matthew is 0-2. The ball, it's 2 strikes, and Matthew chops his foul. The count stays 0-2. Trent Gertgen protecting the line. He's really hugging it. And the pitch is high for a ball, 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes. The kick, the pitch. Here's a ground ball up the middle. Elshire right by second base. Throws across the diamond. 6-3 in the putout.
All right, took a nice hop to him, didn't it, that short?
It did.
Off that grass. And a lot of times you don't know exactly what's going to happen there. Just nice hop to him.
Yeah, there are some days where you wonder if you're going to get a ball in the infield, and there are others like it's like everybody's hitting ground balls to you, right?
That's that 4 or 5 assists.
Got four assists right now.
3-1 inning.
And here's Michael Schlungen, the check swing. Ruled a strike and 0-1. The count. Emerson's pitch is high for a ball, and now 1-1. 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors for the Martins. 1 run, 4 hits, and no errors for Richmond. Here's a shot by Schlungen down the third base line, right past Carl Leeser's face. And the count 1-2. Carl is coaching in the third base box. Jimmy Arsenault coaching in the first base box. And the pitch to Schlungen a little bit high. Cole Schmitz held that glove there, hoping to get the call, and it's 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes. And a pop-up shallow center field. Dalton Thielen coming in hard, makes the catch for out number 2.
Catchers try to do that when you were umping, Randy, to give you a little framework for you once in a while. Did you give that to him?
Yeah. No.
You could cut kind of see when they were doing it.
Right. It's probably then you maybe missed a call.
Yeah. I think we got a pinch hitter here
for Scott Leeser now batting.
Brian Messer, I believe that is.
Ryan Messer is pinch hitting for Scott Leeser. Scott 1-for-2. He had a double in his last at bat and scored a run. Pitch inside to Messer and the count 1-1.
Elshare's got 10 putouts already at first base.
One ball, one strike. Here's Messer, a shot over the head of Kyle Buddy into right center field, a base hit. Two out single.
I have heard already where catchers, when they framework, you know, sometimes they overdo it a little bit. They'll try to get the framework a little bit wider and wider all the time.
Oh, sure.
You can actually see them start pulling it back and pulling it back. Yeah. And umpires start catching on to that, so you kind of want to kind of keep it in that circumference of where it's going to be comfortable. But
looks like we're going to get a pinch hitter here for Tanner Arsenault, too, Don.
Haven't seen who it is.
Now, as Tanner was headed to the plate, but Carl Leeser making a move, if it's going to be Avery Schumitz, maybe.
Number 12. Avery Schumitz.
A left-handed hitter. So Avery Schmitz will come on and hit for Tanner Arsenault. One on, two outs here in the seventh for the Martins. Schmitz a ground ball back to Emerson on the mound. He knocks it down with his glove, throws to first. 1-3 on the putout, and that'll do it for the Martins in the seventh. No runs, a hit, no errors, one left on. We played seven here in Greenwald. St. Martin 2, Richmond 1. More Region 15 seat baseball in a minute on KFM.
If you're looking for a grand slam of an agency, Kensington Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual are your sluggers at the plate. From protecting all of your personal needs to ensuring your farm and business, we've got you covered. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Kensington Insurance Agency is proud to support all the local teams in the Region 15C Baseball Tournament. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Kutzer Excavating. Serving the local area since 1996. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Kutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, Class 5, basements, dozer and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They're available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
We head to the eighth inning. Dalton Thielen, the Richmond Royals leadoff man. Trent Gertgen and Logan Alshire facing Scott Leeser, who has been impressive through the first seven. Leeser has given up four hits, the one run. Dalton Thielen so far today, 0-for-2, hit by a pitch in his first at-bat today and follows that one over our heads, and the count at 1-2. Stick around. Our post-game show this afternoon will name your Albany and Richmond A&W player of the game. Pitch is a little bit low for a ball, and now 2-1. The ball is one strike. Thielen takes high, and 3-1. The count. And high ball four. So Scott Leeser walks the leadoff man. For Leeser, his first walk today. He's hit a couple guys, but has not walked a man. And Trent Gertgen to the plate. Trent 0-for-3 so far. Nine run on the base pass for the Royals. Quick throw to first. Thielen slides back safely. Dalton Thielen's got great speed. Leaser ready. Gertzgen puts a great bunt down the first baseline. Who's going to field it? Leaser does. Throws to Nathan Schlungen and out at first. Oh, indecision by Scott Leaser and Nathan Schlungen. Who is going to field that bunt? And Leaser finally slides and flips it to Nathan Schlungen, who backed up and stepped on the bag. Wow.
I could see injuries right there, couldn't you, on that one?
Yeah, what a good bunt by Gertzgen.
Wasn't that, though? He push-bunted that between past the pitcher.
So the sacrifice, 1-3 on the putout of Trent. On to second goes Dalton Thielen, and we're getting some rain here in Greenwald. That has the fans retreating to the tented area. Light rain falling. At the plate, Logan Altshire. And the pitch is strike to Logan, 0-1. Oh-1 to count. One out, one on. Pitch to Altshire. Here's a ground ball to Schlungen at first. It pops up on Nathan. He flips to the bag. Schlungen Leaser covering. Here's Dalton Thielen trying to score. Leaser throws home, and Schlungen puts the tag on Thielen.
Wow.
And they get the double play to end the eighth. Wow. I give Blaine Aubin credit for trying it. I mean, you got to see Dalton Thielen, but what a play by Nathan Schlungen on that ground ball to flip to Scott Leaser, and then Thielen never stopped at third. He just kept going, and the Royals done in the eighth. Ooh. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. 7.5, it's St. Martin 2, Richmond 1. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
Seasons change, but a farmer's work never does. Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, tips our hat to those who help ensure we can all eat tomorrow. We're proud to offer the coverage they need to keep growing. And we're full of gratitude. So we're taking this moment to say thank you for bringing in the harvest today for a well-fed world tomorrow. Trust in farming. Trust in Painesville Mutual Insurance Company. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your Painesville Mutual Insurance Company agent today at 243-7149. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard feed dealer. Find the perfect blend of Hubbard feeds for your dairy operations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds, too. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and offers delivery right to your farm. If you are looking to buy or sell your grains, talk with Tim for pricing. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard feed dealer, wishes good luck to the El Rosa Saints and all area teams competing in the 2020 Region 15C tournament.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM, KASM.
All right, bottom of the eighth inning. Boy, fans are still buzzing after that very unusual double play.
Fired to Martin's up, didn't it?
It did. St. Martin comes to bat in the bottom of the eighth inning. Number nine hitter Derek Cole facing Eli Emerson. Two runs, four hits, no errors for the Martins. A one run, four hits, no errors for the Royals. Derek Cole so far today is 0-2. And the count, 1-1 to Derek. Just a small little passing shower. Now I think the rain has pretty much stopped. Might be a little sprinkle here every once in a while, but fans are starting to go back in their stands. Here's a drive to Thielen in center field. Line drive caught for the first out. Boy, Cole hit it on the nose.
Played him perfectly out there in center field. Had a little hop when he come charging in on it.
Our next game is scheduled for 1:30 or thereabouts. We will have the birthday club coming up in between games. Scott Stevens will bring that to you. And then it'll be Spring Hill and Kimball. Spring Hill and Kimball, our second game today. 2-1, St. Martin leading Richmond here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Brian slung it at the plate. The count 0-1 as he followed that first pitch back. Eli Emerson has gone the distance for the Royals, and Schlungen swings and misses strike two. Brian Schlungen struck out a couple times against Emerson today. He hasn't been able to quite figure out Eli.
That's something else. Some pitchers do have your number, and
they do.
You can hit all over the park. The next guy, you just can't touch.
0-2 the count. Emerson rocks and fires, and Schlungen will follow it back and out of play. The count stays 0-2.
I think that little passing shower here might just bring us the sunshine after this.
Emerson has a new baseball back. Is that one left the park? And slung in a ground ball to short. Alshire has a scoot underneath his glove. Now there, Alshire had time to get his body in front of it, but he chose to go to the backhand. And we'll see.
That one didn't come up, did it?
No, that is the game's first error. Aaron Alshire at short. And it'll bring Scott Schlungen to the plate. Winner plays tonight at 8 o'clock up in El Rosa. The loser will have to play tomorrow to try to stay alive. Four teams out of eight will go to the state tournament this year out of Region 15C. But if you lose that first game, you've got a little work ahead of you. Pitch a ball to Scott Schlungen and 1-0. Eli Emerson, a little more time, delivers low and 2-0.
The loser, a player late game tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock.
Over in Sartell in Region 11C, Sartell leading Rogers 6-2 after 7. Sartell with a really good team this year. Brian Schlungen leads at first, and Scott Schlungen takes high for a ball and 3-0.
Scott was going to call time on that one, but he didn't get
a chance.
Put his hand up, and the pitch was already on the way.
Yep, home plate umpire wasn't going to give it to him.
Oh, no.
3-0 the count. Emerson's pitch, inside ball four. So an error and a walk, and now Kyle Leeser has an opportunity. Maybe give the Martins a little bit of a lead going in to the top of the ninth, and Blaine Ottman's going to make a pitching change as Dalton Thielen will come in from center field, relieving Eli Emerson here in the eighth. With a pitching change and St. Martin leading 2-1, we'll take a one-minute timeout. Back in a minute.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz, and he'll be happy to lend you good, sound advice. For insurance, stop in and see Kara and Kelly. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen back in Greenwald, Region 15C, our first game of the day. We have a pitching change. Dalton Thielen now in for the Richmond Royals, so he comes in from center field.
Brady Clare will take over the duties in center field. He'll slide into that Eli Emerson spot in the lineup here now.
And Thielen's going to try to shut down the Martins. He'll have to face Kyle Leeser. when he's done with his warm-up tosses. After the first out of the inning, a scorching line drive to center field by Derek Cole, Brian Schlungen reached on an error by shortstop Altshire, and then Scott Schlungen walked. So those runners are at first and second with one out. Let's look at the scoreboard here. I mentioned Sartell is leading Rogers 6-2 after seven innings, top of the fifth. Buckman was leading in their ball game 1-0 over Randall. That's what I have on the scoreboard right now for you. And now the umpires want to have a little conversation, the home plate umpire and the base umpire. I think they were probably just double-checking on who's got what base on a call, probably. Yeah. Kyle Leaser into the box. Kyle 1-for-3 today, a solo home run back in the first inning. Runners there lead. Thielen will work from the stretch. And his pitch to Leaser is a ball low, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Brian Schlungen leads from second. Scott at first. Pitch to Leaser is low again and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Dalton Thielen looking over to first. Scott Schlungen can get a bigger lead here as Altshire going to play way off the bag. And the pitch by Dalton is low and 3-0.
Ooh, hasn't thrown a strike yet here to Kyle Leaser. It's dangerous waters the threat here, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. 3-0 to count, waiting on deck, Nathan Schlungen.
Kyle will be taken here all the way.
Dalton Thielen kicks and delivers, and there's a strike call, 3-1. 3-1. Martin's leading 2-1 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Thielen looks back to second, looks again, and his pitch. That's low ball 4. So another walk will load him up.
First baseman, number 1, Nathan Schlungen.
And Cole Schmidt's out to have a word with his right-hander. At Richmond infield right now, Trent Kirtkin over at third. And Logan Altshire at first. I think they're kind of worried here that Nathan Schlungen might put a bunt down.
They want some runs here.
St. Martin with that slim one-run lead, 2-1. Nathan Schlungen is a good guy with the bat. Bases loaded, one out. Schlungen so far today, 0-for-3. And the pitch from Dalton Thielen is low and inside, ball 1. One out to count.
Throwing 6 pitches and throwing 1 strike so far.
Thielen rocks and fires. There's the strike called and 1-1. 1-1. Dalton Thielen sets again. The runners there lead. And the pitch, here's a ground ball back to Thielen on the mound. He's going to go home for 1. Here's the throw to first in time. They get the double play ball and work themselves out of a jam in the 8th. No runs, no hits. There was an error and 2 men left on base. We have played 8. It's St. Martin 2, Richmond 1. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
Kuhn is offering a new generation of round balers, enabling you to meet the challenges of tomorrow with simple yet reliable designs. The VB3100 series offers a wide range of variable chamber round balers to match your individual needs and are available now at Lake Henry Implement, your Kuhn dealer in Lake Henry. Kuhn VB3100 series round balers feature OptiFlow or integral rotor technology to provide high performance bale throughput in diverse crop conditions. They're designed for fast, consistent bale starting and produce very firm bales with moderate cores. Kuhn round balers not only produce top quality bales, but are built for unmatched reliability with fewer moving parts for outstanding performance from start to finish and consistent quality bales. Stop in or call Lake Henry Implement to find out more today.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Well, like last night, Don Heinen, we have seen some terrific defensive plays, and to end that eighth inning again, what a great double play.
Yes, it was. Back to the pitcher, the catcher, first base, took him right out of a bases loaded, one-out jam, it did. Gives Richmond some hope here in the ninth inning with four, five, and six hitters coming up. That's kind of the meat of their order.
You bet. 2-1, St. Martin with the lead. They're going to continue with their ace. Scott Leeser out on the mound here in the ninth inning. Cole Schmitz, Justin Schrader, and Mason Primus. And they all have long ball in their bat, that's for sure. Can hit the ball hard.
Next three hitters here.
Scott Leeser. Ready to go. His pitch two. Cole Schmitz is high for a ball, 1-0. Cole Schmitz is 0 for 3 today. His last two at bats, he got caught looking on strikes, both of those bats. And here's that one hopper to Leeser at short. Kyle down on his knee, throws out Cole Schmitz.
Oh,
that was a heck of a throw by Kyle Leeser from his knee because he had slipped a little bit or just tripped when he fielded that ball. It was laying in front of him, and 6-3 on the putout.
Kind of tied him up, didn't it, on that ground ball? It kind of hit the dirt. I think
yeah.
He kind of skidded on his glove a little bit. He sat on it, found it, and threw him out.
Here's Justin Schrader. Schrader, first pitch hitting. Pop up, shallow center field. Cole coming hard. Cole makes the catch as he dives at the last second. Boy, that was in no man's land. Derek Cole was definitely playing Justin Schrader back by the fence.
He hit that last one, I think, tied up against the fence, didn't he, Justin?
Yes, he
Schrader
did. And to the plate, Mason Primus, the Royals' last chance here in the ninth. 2-1, St. Martin. And Kyle Leeser just going to have a word or two with Scott Leeser. On deck, Dusty Adams. All right, the Leeser boys have had their conversation, and Primus in the box. Scott Leeser ready, and his pitch. Primus, first pitch hitting. Ground ball to Schlungen at first. He'll flip to Leeser, and a 3-1 putout. Primus, and that'll end the ball game today. The Royals in the ninth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. Your final score, St. Martin 2, Richmond 1.